tensions are mounting in Sudan, playgrounds are pointing children to Christ in Guatemala, and a children's ministry is asking you to join the family. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. They dared to hope. In July 2011, the Republic of South Sudan declared itself independent. Many hoped that it was the end of the civil war, but just 6 months later, the fledgling nation is being torn apart again. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says,
over the past few months, there's been a growth in a lot of tensions and violence, particularly in some of the border states, both in Sudan and in South Sudan. That's resulted in a large number of refugees.
The fighting created waves of refugees. They fled into a country facing a massive food shortage. The effect has been seen in the explosion of street kids everywhere. Kids Alive began working with street children in the town of Wau. The needs are outpacing the ministry.
We're looking to build a couple of children's homes with 40 to 50 children provided with facilities where they're loved and where they have the opportunity to hear about the good news of Jesus.
They have the land to grow. Now they need the other resources to meet physical and spiritual needs. There's links and more at our website. Next, 2011 closed with a fire that destroyed Radio Elwa's studios in Liberia, West Africa. Whether it was arson or not remains unknown. However, 2012 is promising new growth. Construction of the new studio begins this year and will be finished by 2013. Partner HCJB Global sent funds in to help, and as a result, there are plans in the works for a new school as well as a training hospital. Keep praying wisdom for the leadership at Elwa Ministries. What was intended for ill resulted in more gospel opportunities. You're listening to Mission Network News. Russian ministries just finished celebrating Christmas with orphan children in the Russian Republic of Chechnya. We caught up with Paul Talkerchuk as he was returning from the outreach in the area that's home to terrorism. Talkerchuk says they delivered Project Hope Christmas gifts to children orphaned by the Chechen War. God's word was part of each gift.
It was hard to globally share good news, but we built the relationships for the future. Local authorities, they promoted kids to read the Bible in front of all audience.
60,000 Project Hope Christmas gifts were distributed in the former Soviet Union. Talkerchuk says this paves the way for ministry this summer.
Hopefully we'll follow up with Christian summer camps. So if someone would be willing to donate for this project in the future in the summer camp, that would be great for follow-up.
It only costs $50. We'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, what would you say if your church scrapped plans to build a worship center and build a playground instead? Well, the people of Los Olivos Church in Guatemala were skeptical, but their pastor got them to agree. Now dozens of kids are using the structure, introducing community members to the church and Christ. The church is now looking to put in a soccer field. You can help the Evangelical Free Church of America do it at our website. And is winter making you a little weary? Sounds like the perfect time to dream about summer, right? Well, this summer, Buckner International has an abundance of opportunities for you to travel overseas with Project Go. Annalise Schremer says trip members pour Christ's love into the lives of these needy kids.
They could do anything from teaching vacation Bible school. They might be teaching English or helping with paint projects. And more than anything, they're giving a lot of one-on-one attention to children who may not otherwise get that.
Buckner needs volunteers from college age to 29 to commit to a month during the summer. Whether you're in Africa, Central America, or Europe, it'll be well worth it.
When our trip participants travel with us, they become a part of this family, this network of Christian people who really care about serving God's children and serving families. And so they come to be a part of this great organization.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Is your church looking for some great missions resources? How about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin insert? Up-to-date news to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.